without your smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out.
Hey guys, it's Judy here and Tana, who's our Sunday host. Hi, Tana.
Hi.
We're having blog talk issues, so if you're trying to log on the show, it'll say that it's not going to be there until tomorrow. And I just called Blog Talk, and they said they fixed it, but I noticed that people are not in chat, and I don't really know what to say because I think – I don't know if they can't access it or what. But what is it saying, Tana? Is it saying that they're not – that the show will start at 3:21 tomorrow or something?
It's tomorrow at 12:21 p.m. for us anyway.
Oh, how funny. Well, maybe that means something prophetically. Maybe we can have fun with those numbers, huh?
Yeah,
well,
that's hey, what I was thinking. Like,
you know
maybe
what
there
means.
Was a reason why the show wasn't scheduled
I
today.
I like that.
We're out of here.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm liking that. I don't even know if anyone can hear us, Tana. I really don't.
I can probably hear because I can hear you, and I'm online. I mean, you. I called in.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they can hear.
Okay. It's just unusual because, oh, wait, there we have somebody. There's Jerry.
Chat's
okay,
open, everybody. Welcome. Chat's open. Jerry's here, too.
Yeah. And chat is open, everybody. So, oh, there's Raina. She's back. Hi, Raina. She's back in chat. And I'm going to let Tana host. I just want to say God bless everybody. And do you have softball tonight, Tana?
I do later, yep. So pray for a win for my team because we're playing an evenly matched team. So I need prayers for a win. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah. So, and there's Carol. She's in chat. All right, it's working. Okay, yeah. So we're going to pray that Tana, you know, just has a wonderful game tonight if we're here. She poofs in the air. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Love you, Jerry.
Good.
Love you, Tom.
Yeah. And I think, it's 614.
Chris Potter. Chris Potter. Chris from Ohio. Hi, Chris.
Oh, wait, but it was a lot of noise, so I muted it. And there's Keith. Hi, Heifer. How are you?
Hey, doing okay. Ken's moving everything right now. And then tomorrow morning we're going to be driving back.
Back to...
We're going back to L.A. because it's so dry out here. It's just wreaking havoc on my digestive tract. It's horrible.
Oh, wow.
Perfect.
Yeah,
so,
and I...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard... I read something about L.A. Hi, Chris. I'm gonna mute her really loud. Okay. Love, everybody. I'm going to let Tana host. The chat room is open.
How are you doing? Did you say that?
I'm doing
great. That?
Yeah.
I myself can't get into chat. Are you going to, you want me to log in as host then? Or are you going to control the board and I'll just talk?
No, I'm not going to control the board. I'm going to actually hang up the phone and I'm not going to end the episode. I'm going to say keep episode going. So you have to call in and the host call in number, Tana.
Okay.
And then it'll be like normal, but I have to hang up first for that to happen.
Okay,
so,
but everybody else will be in online, right?
Yeah, everything will be normal like it normally is. I just have to hang up for you to be able to log in.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, but let's see, really quick before I do hang up. I posted my dream in chat last night, but it was about Canada being bombed by the Russians, and it was right before I woke up, and it was the night before last. And it was just an amazing prophetic dream, guys. He really showed me clearly. It was there was a football game, a high school football game going on. I was in my glorified body because it wasn't affecting me, but God allowed me to feel the fear of the people. So, and Brother Todd was in the dream from Sam Heating. So, you know, I know he's one part of the 144K. He has told me. So, you know, I believe we were in our comeback mission because I wasn't a part of the fear, but I actually saw it. And it was on a regular sunny day in Canada, and it was at a high school game. Either it was a game or practice, and I looked up in the sky, and all I saw, the sky was black with helicopters and airplanes. It wasn't black, like, you know, from anything else other than just there was so much aircraft in the sky. And in my dream, they were very low, and the Lord let me see the bombs that were just falling out of the back of every plane. I mean, they literally just, Canada was destroyed in a minute. And, you know,
wow.
God showed little John, the USA, prophetically, God showed little John that the USA was going to be nuked from the Middle East. He said, from the people with rags on their heads, Mom, I saw it. And they nuked multiple cities in America at the same time. So simultaneously, that's how America is going down, and God told him it was 5 days after the worldwide rapture.
It's interesting your dream, because Canada said yesterday that they're joining troops with Ukraine to fight Russia.
Very interesting, isn't that? That I know.
Uh-huh.
And right when I woke up, I saw a video. Right when I woke up, the first video I saw said Russia attacking, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow. But so the Lord clearly showed me it was Russia taking out
mm-hmm.
Canada. Okay, so
yeah.
We already know prophetically, I don't normally get dreams. I know it was the Lord. It was right before I woke up. He let me know that, you know, we were already gone. The translation and the worldwide rapture had already occurred at this point.
Good.
But, you know, it's just a wake-up call for, you know, people to be ready and an encouragement to us as well. And so, and the Lord let me know personally that my time on YouTube, I have completed my mission. So, you know, I've given all the messages God has wanted me to give regarding his love and regarding the messages he gave little John and the stuff he's given me. And he told me that a few days ago. And usually when he tells me stuff like this, like when he told me RCC, the morning service, he only wants one service a day, I have to sit on it for like 3 days because I can't believe it. I'm like, really? Really? I'm just sort of in shock. And so when he told me that, I know it's him when he tells me stuff, but you know, a day later I tried to make a video and it was flat. There was no anointing and I started laughing and God was like, I told you, you're done. And then, you know, I'm a stubborn little thing and then I tried to do one again. I'm like, are you serious? Like, really? Because when I had the dream about Canada, I'm like, surely you want me to make a video. I mean, this is big news. This is, you are saying that this is how Canada is being taken out. I mean, it was very clear the message he was getting me. And he said, no, you don't have to. He said, no, don't. Don't. So I didn't. And so then I announced yesterday in chat that my time on YouTube is done. And I think it's very interesting that Jerry pointed out to me today that my very last video I made without even planning it, the title of my very last video on YouTube is Recall All the Lord Has Done. RCC Will Walk Like Enoch Walked. I did not even relate the two, guys. I did not. I just think that's amazing because that will be my last video. I'm not going to be making a video announcing that I'm leaving. I just that's the video. We're going to walk like Enoch walked. Okay, yeah, can you turn them off and drain them? And that was really interesting. And you know, the thing is, guys, things are wrapping up. We're going home, and some of us that God has given jobs to do, the Lord is saying, you know, the Lord is job is going to, and rejoice when He says that. Rejoice and say thank you, God. And so I joyfully anticipate that he's coming today and that we're leaving. And so just be excited, bride. Continue to let the Lord talk to you. I really believe he's going to continue. I'm not saying I'm never going to talk again. Of course, I'll always be at RCC till he gets here. I'll be in the chat room and I'll be hosting sometimes. But you guys, we've been really blessed to have each other. I love everyone so much. And the Lord is coming, and the Lord is good, and believe it. This is the last hour, and the very fact that he told me I'm done really encourages me, because nothing that I do, I don't do it out of my own self. I have no desire or need, you know, to do stuff out of any other motive than the Lord is telling me, and I guess the reason why I sat on it for 3 days and then tried to make a video even after what he told me was because I was in shock, because that means we're leaving. It really does, because he told me I would be ministering up until the very day he got here. And so, you know, we'll continue to have RCC right up until we leave. But I just thought it was interesting, and to top it all off, because the chemtrails are so bad here, I have bronchitis. I had to go to the doctor, the emergency urgent care clinic today, because I literally could not get air in my lungs. And it's been going on for a couple weeks. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, I just want to welcome everyone on the line. And I just want Chris, the 614 number, I think that's our Chris. I think that she's just listening, because I muted her because it's really loud. But everyone else, I'm so glad you're here. But anyway, I just wanted to say on my health note, you know, we all are being challenged in different areas. The Lord is coming. The Lord is in everything that we're in, that he allows to happen to us. And my health, I've been having a really hard time breathing the last couple weeks, and I have a history of allergic asthma, but, you know, it hasn't really affected my life much. I've always been able to do a ton of stuff, but because we've been outside a lot with the kids, I've just been inhaling a lot of the stuff that they're dumping, and I really got a sense from the Lord that that's what it was. And I went to the emergency room today, and they put me on some steroids and, you know, cleared up my lungs a bit, but they couldn't clear my lungs up all the way. So they said, yeah, it's probably viral. It's not bacterial, but because I don't have a fever and all that. And I feel really good. It's just uncomfortable not being able to breathe, if you know what I mean. So anyway, guys, he's coming. I'm not saying this to complain. I'm just saying that I did put it out there and people prayed for me. So I'm doing great. I'm breathing. It's still a little rough, but whatever challenge we're going through, just have the peace knowing that God is allowing it. He loves us. He's good. He's always good. And even when I was at the doctor's today and in everything, I feel his peace and presence so much, and I'm feeling his power so strong that the only reason why I actually went in was because I live with my beautiful sister who is taking us on a Disneyland vacation this week if we're here for my son's birthday. She had it planned a month ago. We're going to get to meet Tana if we're here. And mm-hmm. I thought, you know, I need to go to the doctor because I can't be in Disneyland. You know, I'm not going to be able to go on a roller coaster if I collapse and I can't breathe, right? So, I don't want to ruin anyone's vacation. So I went ahead and went in. And it obviously was an emergency room setting. They couldn't – I don't have, you know, like most people, I've quit my job. I don't have benefits, and I'm not taking, you know, Obamacare and stuff. So I just got, you know, minimal care. They just pumped me up with steroids and put a little inhaler in me, and I have an inhaler, and we'll just I'll just keep breathing until the Lord comes to get us. But I mostly went in because I just know that the Lord is my physician, and he's holding me. And, guys, he's holding each one of us in our situations, and you can have that confidence and that trust in him. And just know that, you know, we continue to lift one another up in prayer. And we continue to rejoice because he's good and he's coming. And, you know, he really let me know when I started not being able to breathe a few weeks ago. You know, he let me know. He said, see, I'm coming to rescue you on every level because now I need a rescue in my health, okay? And, you know, wonderful. Some of us are, yeah, it's wonderful. Some of us are being challenged on every level. Some of us, it's just a few areas in our life. But, see, the thing is, the Lord counts you. The Lord, if he lets you be challenged in more than one or two areas, he's saying you are a person of great faith and he trusts you. So rejoice in it. I'm honored. I'm like, wow, Lord, not only am I trusting you financially because I'm not working, I'm trusting you in areas that I've never thought that I would be so stripped to the core in. But it's, guys, I feel alive. I'm excited because it's not me. It's him. It's got to be him because I have no way to help myself. And so he's put me in the situation, and he's put a lot of the bride in a helpless situation at the moment, but he's designed it that way. So don't get resentful or mad at him for it. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you that you're coming to rescue me. Thank you that I need a rescue in my health. I need a rescue in my finances. I need a rescue with my children. I need a rescue in my emotions. I need a rescue from this sick world. He can't wait to do it, guys, and he's setting us up. And everything he does is for our good. Don't think for a minute. Don't fall for the devil's lie in this last hour that the Lord got you and the Lord's mad at you and the Lord is this and that. He's nothing but good. He's only good always. And even when I was, you know, at the emergency room and I had to walk home, you know, and I was just saying, you're so good, Lord. You're so good. I just felt his peace because nothing can take us, guys. Nothing. They can kill this body, but they can't take what we have. And all these people that are getting beheaded and killed, they're in the kingdom now. And they are rejoicing and looking down at us saying, hang in there, hang on to your faith, he's coming. See, they got to go early. You know, all these people that are dying right now. But the thing is, listen, we have our own battle. And what our battle in America is one of faith. God's just asking his rapture-centric church to believe that he's coming today, to believe it and be happy. And see, that's just as much as getting your head chopped off. See, because, see, they're done. Their suffering's over. But our type of suffering is a long, drawn-out suffering where we're getting ridiculed by people, you know, and we're looking like freaks, really. And the Lord is challenging our faith, see, because we've been given much. We're very spoiled. We live in America, and I've traveled the globe for 3 years. I've seen so many different parts of the world, and I never appreciated America till I came home. You know, every trip I would come home and just, even in the beautiful areas like Sweden and Australia, America is still blessed, okay? Now, granted, they're chemtrailing us more than most, and they're GMOing all of our food, but we do have running water, and God is going to keep his bride. Until he comes here, he is keeping us. And, you know, we are the elite and claim it. You know, the Lord's wanting me to rest with this bronchitis, so I'm resting, you know, but if we're here on Thursday, we're heading to L.A. to the, really, you know, we're going to Disneyland for 4 days for my son's birthday. Like I said, my sister wanted to take us on a vacation, and what a blessing that is. But what I'm saying is I'm going to enjoy life. You know, I'm going to enjoy each and everything he has for me to do until I leave, because, see, we don't have to be depressed and sad. We can hold our head up high. And, you know, there's a lot of horrible things going on in this world, but the Lord, he is in charge of it all. He told us these things would happen. We are seeing a lot of horrible things, but he told me, I made a video about it, that it's going to get a little bit darker right before he gets here. And what he meant was worldwide and possibly in your life as well. See, but the thing is, his light is shining brighter. So even though I'm having a hard time breathing and gasping for air at times, my light is shining brighter. I'm happier. I'm growing from strength to strength. And if the Lord wants to take the breath out of my body, he will. And if he wants to keep it there, I'll keep breathing. And, you know, we have to look at our situations that way, that the Lord is, he is in us, and he's good, and he's coming for us. And keep your faith no matter what he allows at this last minute. And, you know, he told me, I said, God, wow, you must really trust me, because you're challenging me in every area. He said, I do, and I'm purifying my bride, you know. So just be excited, guys. Thank him for where you're at. And just rejoice. That's all I really wanted to say. But yeah, Canada is going to be taken out by the Russians after we leave, and we're seeing how it all lines up. We're watching the news. So many of the prophetic things that he's told people at the body RCC are coming true. Right? People at the body RCC.
Hello.
What happened?
Hi, Katie. Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Katie.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and let Tana call in because she's hosting, and I love you guys.
Love you. We're praying for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you too, honey.
Don't matter. You're not going anywhere. You're not going without us, so.
Yeah, don't.
Oh,
you're
no,
trying
we're
to
all...
go play games with us. We thought you were trying to trick us. We'll leave first.
Yeah, nice try,
all,
Judy. We're all
we're
going
all,
together. Nice try.
We're all going together.
That's right.
Me and Jason tried to figure out how to behead ourselves, but we decided that we won't do that.
Yeah, we heard that Tana was talking about finding the Ebola thing. She was after that this morning. I told her to knock it off.
Yeah, we were all going to Keith and I were joking around because we were all going to go to Yellowstone first and march around and try to get lava all over us and die that way, but then we decided the Lord would not let it happen, and so then we decided we would try to break into Ebola. The Lord wouldn't get that either, but Keith was saying there would be news stories about there are these 7 or 20 or however many of us were going, crazy Christians, trying to break into an Ebola camp. And then they'd have footage of us marching around, you know, Yosemite. So, you guys,
you know what? You know, as we have our different things come at us, you notice what's happening in our body here at Rapture Centric Church. People are either leaving or we're getting closer in love for one another and for God. We're going one way or the other, and we really, it's precious what we have here. We really have each other's back. And, you know, if we can't be there for you in person, we're praying and we're going together. You know, no one's getting an easy ticket out, you know, but we can joke about it because we're excited to leave. And I like the Yellowstone idea. Me and Jason were like, well, I won't get into the graphic details, but, you know, you guys, you can laugh and have a sense of humor, okay? The Lord is not sad. Listen, the Lord is, his kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And because the Lord also carries sorrow, and even when we're carrying that with him, we don't walk around all sad because we're bipolar. We have his joy. So, you know, the Lord is, listen, you have permission to be full of joy in this last hour. It, even if the Lord's allowing you to carry his sorrow with him, there's much, it only makes, listen, it makes you feel alive. It doesn't bring you down like when you carry somebody's sorrow in the world, you're sad for them. That's what carrying God's sorrow is. It just makes you feel alive. You feel alive. You feel his strength and his sorrow and his joy and his peace. And so the Lord, the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So no matter what you're seeing in the news, guys, know that all these people that are dying, they are finally free from this sick place. They are with the Lord, and they're lucky, okay? But we have a slow suffering here in America where, you know, we're being, most of us are being ridiculed and different things are coming at us. But the Lord told Katie, the Lord told her, your faith is stronger than a martyr's. Right, Katie? Are you still there?
Right.
Katie, you want to hear me?
I hear Katie.
Okay. Yeah, he did say that.
Remember what God told you about your faith, that your faith was strong. I'm going to go ahead and put Katie on mute because for some reason her phone's going there. But you guys, the Lord, our faith is strong because we're having to, we're believing everything he says, and we know he's coming, and he's really pleased and happy with us, okay? I feel his pleasure on me, you know. And you know that you're rapture-centric when you're jealous of someone getting beheaded, okay? That's just the bottom line. And,
just to emphasize that, those people are getting rewards for giving their lives.
Yes, they definitely are. They're being exactly. rewarded very immensely for that.
Okay, Tana, I'm going to hang up now. I love everybody, and I will see you guys in the air, and I'll be in chat. Okay, bye.
All right, continue to chat, everyone. Bye. I'm going to call back.
Okay. So, Keith, are you...
Yes, love what?
All right. When are you? When you're getting ready to move back to LA?
Yes, it's such a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's always been my life, is just trusting God while I sit on the train and he just does everything, because I never know what's going on these days. My brother's, you know, I can't move anything, so I just have to watch him. Sucks. So he's moving everything up, and then my friend Rob that we met, he was going to pick me up tomorrow. I've got to have him drive me there. I can't drive, so he's going to drive me there. My brother's going to take a U-Haul, and then we're going to go stay with a friend in Woodland Hills, which is a really nice area.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to stay there for, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. Well, we're getting raptured, so that's my plan. She thinks we're staying there 3 or 4 months, and I tell her we're getting raptured. So. But, yeah, we're just going to stay there and, you know, and then just save money or whatever. But, like I said, so we're going tomorrow early and just, you know, everyone pray that I have good health on the way and that the trip goes smooth and that Ken is worried about driving that U-Haul again, that it's safe and everything and no problems whatsoever. So we all agree on that in Jesus' name.
Amen. You know.
And it's too dry out here. I love it. It's the most perfect place to live, but it's so dry that it's, like, really hard on my digestive tract, which is causing lots of problems. So I need to get back to the California weather where it's always, you know, 80 degrees year-round, perfect, you know, so my body will go, like, normal, somewhat normal. And all the healers that were here, I'm just going to have them call me for prayers. I definitely think in heaven I'm going to get all rewards for, like, using Jesus' name the most, because I cast things out 5 million times a day. And for, like, seriously, I'm going to get, like, the most rewards for using Jesus' name the most rewards for getting prayed over the most rewards for having the most prayer clause. Like, oh, man, this is just, you get thousands of prayers. I've been prayed over probably 10,000 times. I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I get all these extra, you know. One thing I was going to tell you, which was interesting, was that Judy's dream was about Russia attacking Canada. But I read yesterday that, you know, because one tricky thing the U.S. is doing is the U.S. is training the Ukraine troops to fight Russia. That's kind of a manipulative way of saying, oh, we're going to fight you directly. We're not going to let Ukraine lose because we're going to go train them. Well, now Canada said that they're sending troops over. So they're going to join up with Ukraine and us to fight Russia. So that totally fit Judy's dream. about Russia firing right back onto Canada for doing that. So,
yeah.
It's really sticky, you know, with these wars. Like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, a direct Russia-U.S. confrontation.
Yeah, let's also talk about Judy's dream in that, you know, the garage kids were up late in chat last night figuring stuff out, and the Lord brought it to my attention to her dream. There was a football game going on, and he brought it to my attention. He's like, Tano, when does a football game happen? And it turns out, yes, and Jerry researched it, football in Canada is, was it August through? I know football it starts practice in August.
Exactly, and the games go from
November to November, right?
Through November. They're all done. Even the playoffs are done by the end of November.
Yeah, so so we're out of here because that was her, she and Brother Todd coming back to be part of the 144 to help with the devastation of the stadium people. So, of course, we're out of there before then. So we're out of here now.
But we'd have to go really soon because of the fact that they're going to have to attack the Ukraine and U.S. Canada are going to attack Russia, then that's going to take a little bit of time. And then Russia's going to come back and fire on Canada. So, yeah, and then Judy's going to go back to check on the stadium with Stan Heat. So that means we'd have to be rushed now based on that dream.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So that, yeah, so that's amazing stuff happening there that the Lord is telling me about the dream. So, yeah, we're definitely out of here. I just want to say something for Stacy. Her sister is still struggling to make ends meet. Still trying to find a job, has two little children and no money. So if anyone can, well, prayers for sure. Pray for her, please. But if anyone can help out at all with whatever they can PayPal her at stacyannleek@yahoo.com. It's stacyannleake@yahoo.com. Anything you can would help her. Thank you very much about that, everyone. And I'm trying to find, Roman had an amazing, I don't know if you have it pulled up, Jerry, but Roman had a great word yesterday for the RCC. And then I know Jason was in, has been in the garage, and he had some stuff that was figured out.
Yeah, I let me see if I can get that.
My phone was just freezing up, but I'm trying to, I could probably just go to my email account. I'm going to try to unmute Katie.
Okay.
See if her,
I've got Roman's. I've got Roman's word.
Okay, Katie, you're back. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. Go ahead. And, if you want to read Roman's word, that's cool.
Okay. There's sort of two parts to this. Roman sent this to Judy yesterday. It says it's from. He says, "Papa Yahweh, dear children, your mistakes have cost you nothing, for I am with you. Fill yourselves, children, with my Holy Spirit. Use it wisely, for my Spirit contains great power and knowledge, which I want you to use. He will warm your heart up when cold, and carry and guide you through the deepest parts of my heart. Get yourselves in order and checked with my Holy Spirit or my Holy Ghost before making any moves to carry out any other tasks. For you need to be ready at all times." And then he put in brackets, "God told me randomly to tell you that he loves you all very deeply." Now it's Yeshua speaking. He says, "You are ready, my bride, so spotless and clean, so perfect and pure. My heart jumps with joy waiting to see you. Oh, I do wish more would be like you and give themselves to me. I am proud of you for trying. And you are nearly there. When the time comes before you know it, you will be up here with me celebrating at my amazing wedding, which is for all of us and all belongs to you. Drinks and foods that you've never tried await you, for they have been specially made for this wedding feast. Oh, sweet it shall be, a time that will never be forgotten. This wedding is a wedding like no other. This shall be no ordinary wedding. Angels await to see you. Many things I cannot tell you and many I cannot describe, for no words down here can explain what you are about to walk into. My bride, you are about to see all this soon. Your time has come to step into my dream, or into my realm, a new place to discover the possibilities are endless. Be excited, my bride, for this is all yours. You may be shocked when you discover something, some things that I have waiting for you. You will be shocked and speechless in a great and good way. Keep yourselves holy and clean. Stay in constant focus on me and repent daily, for you have to remain clean. This group has made me very proud, and I am happy with you. Let us be together. So much joy and fun we will have. Oh, I long to be with you. I love you, my children. Stay ready, for I come now. And that's it.
Wow, thank you very much. Yeah, awesome word. Thanks, Roman, for telling us what the Lord had told you. We appreciate that. Now, Judy just sent me something from Jason. This is, hey, Judy, I came across the website regarding 2014 high school start dates for the fall semester in Canada. The dates range between August 21st and September 5th. He said, I remember when I was in high school, there was football practice 2 weeks prior to school starting. Also, when I pulled up this website, the ad on the top right corner was for the God's Not Dead video. Cree just purchased this DVD a few days ago. Go figure.
Hey, I got a comment on my video saying the Lord woke me up Saturday morning saying August 13th. Do you got it? I said, yes, Lord, August 13th.
Wow, cool.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm welcoming Mama Pat. Hi, Mama
Pat.
Hi. Welcome.
Hi, Pat.
Yeah, that's hi, guys. Yeah, it's Sean's. They're sitting outside, they're waiting for him to come. They should be here any second. Yeah, that's my daughter's birthday, August 13th. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I had it 42. Yeah. Yeah, wow. That's beautiful. How's
You're
everyone
leaving,
doing?
Huh? Are you leaving, or?
Oh, no, I'm on now. Sean's outside. My daughter's with him. They're going to be by any minute to get him, so I said goodbye so I could get on the phone for a little bit. No, he's been here since 7:30. No, quarter to 7, I'm sorry. So we've had a nice visit.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You heard Judy's dream, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we should probably.
Yeah.
Someone can just send it.
No, it was a regime where Russia attacked Canada. And then the rapture had occurred,
weird.
And the Russia attacked Canada. Yeah, well, and it's interesting, and it's prophetic because of the fact that Canada has sent troops over with the U.S. to join in with Ukraine to fight Russia. So it just indicates that we're going out now because it's a prophetic dream. Judy was already raptured in the dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Judy and Brother Todd were looking over the situation happening because they were going to come back down and help these people after the bombing went off, it seemed. And it was during a football game, and you know when football season is, August to November in Canada, so so that means we have to go before those times, because that was when them coming back.
Very soon.
Yeah, that means we're out of there.
Wow.
We're out of here. Stacey was just saying that a guy told her sister that Russia will attack too soon. Had an amazing encounter, and we're thinking it's an angel because this guy just appeared outside her window and was praying in tongues. And God had to come to the window, and then she taped some of it. I listened to it. It's hard to understand because he was from India, but he was praying for her. And saying God was going to supply her needs to not worry about that. And he was also saying his name was Joshua. And he was telling about how he was showing her a picture of his wife and child, but he was saying he was Joshua from the Bible, Joshua, the high priest Joshua. And he was saying all this other stuff. But it turns out he also was saying the rapture should have happened already. It was supposed to have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And This other
something
stuff. He
2012.
Said something about Rainbow,
yeah.
And then the 144. Like I said, his accent was really hard to understand him.
Wow.
But then he just disappeared. He just disappeared out of, into, you know, thin air. He didn't know where. So after this encounter, but he played.
He went away with your bird.
Yeah. So yeah. So he pooped. Back. Yeah, he
wow.
said he was Joshua from the Bible.
Well, it could be. It could be. I mean, these things happen.
So, because
wow,
that was. He's like, yeah, I'm in the Bible. I'm a priest in the Bible or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Saying about seven churches. He was saying something about seven churches.
Yeah, seven churches, right.
So I don't, yeah, I wish I could have understood more of it.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow, that's great. It's all the more encouraging.
Jason also had another thing about the 17th. Well, he got the 10th. Which is today, and then 17.
Mm-hmm.
He said, they just wanted to share this with you. I've been in the book of Ezra for the past 12 days, but today I felt the Lord telling me to look for my name in the Bible. I knew my name was in the Bible because earlier this year I read the book of Acts and made a mental note of this. I've been a Christian for 33 years and never knew my name was in the Bible until earlier this year. So I find this chapter in Acts, and it's Acts 17. Immediately,
whoa.
I'm drawn to the number 17. What's interesting in this chapter is that Paul and Silas, two men, were staying at Jason's house. The Jews who did not receive Paul's message rounded up some bad characters and formed a mob. Then they went to Jason's house to get Paul and Silas, but they did not find them. They were gone, kept out of harm's way. So I'm drawn to 17, the significance of Jason's life. Number 2, hence the mention of two men in the above paragraph. Turns out Jason was one of the 70 or 72 that Jesus sent ahead of him in Luke chapter 10, again drawn to the chapter number 10. And then you also got like number 7, but he was kind of relating it to also about, you know, 2 by 2. Jesus sent they sent people out 2 by 2.
Right.
And how, so the 144 are going to be, you know, 2 by 2, stuff like that. So that was Jason.
That was interesting.
And then he did research into Jason's life. And Stephen, it turns out they built a church for Stephen, yeah, Apostle Stephen. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, very good. It all comes together.
I saw some of that from Jason last night, but I just wanted to point out, I looked out, you mentioned August 13th, which Pat said is her daughter's birthday. That is the 17th of Av. So there's
oh, wow.
a 17 right there.
Wow.
And then I just had a realization. We have had this theme of Pentecost going, and they... This is crazy. I've got a train. It's not really that close to my house, but I can actually hear it easier over the air than I can. Anyway, so there's a train coming, folks. He gave me a realization. I've done a study quite a while ago on the menorah, and I believe each one of the candles represents a church. And in the traditional menorah that's not the Hanukkah menorah, there are seven candles, and the center one is on the main stalk.
Right.
And that happens to be, anyway, without going into too many details. The bottom line is, what I just realized was this Pentecost theme, which actually folds into, in Hebraic tradition, they count the seven Sabbaths between the 9th of Av, which has just occurred this past week, and Feast of Trumpets, or Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Which this year is in late September, the 24th and 5th.
Right.
Well, those are 7 weeks, and the Lord gave me a dream about where the calendar, each calendar was represented, each page represented a week, and he kept saying seven, seven, seven. Well, if there's seven churches, and the seven churches are represented by the seven lights and the seven candles, well, each one, if each one represents 7 days, there's 49 days.
Yeah.
So it's almost as if he's laid this pattern of the menorah in Hebraic tradition over the very end of their civil calendar year. And I haven't figured it all out yet, but so this pattern of Pentecost, for example, in Christian experience, after Passover, also has a very strong tie-in to the seven churches. And so I'm garage-kidding on the fly here, so I haven't really had a chance to think about this very much, but it's pretty striking to me, and there's a lot to it, and there really is a lot to it. But anyway, so this pattern of the seven churches could very well fit into this seven-fold pattern of weeks that when you do a 50-day count, whether it's the Hebraic one after Passover or the Hebraic one from Av 9 to the Feast of Trumpets. And the thing that intrigues me about this right now is, in addition, he gave me this vision. It was really kind of a vision, but a dream, whatever. Where he was showing me these pages of the calendar where each page represented exactly a week, and he was saying 7, 7, 7, 7. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something in this. So this period of time is definitely a time of demonstration of him to them. As we go through these weeks and these Sabbaths, they focus on the Sabbaths. We've been focused on something slightly different based on the messages that we've gotten. And, of course, today is the 10th, and, you know, next Sunday is the 7th, or I don't even know, what is it, Saturday or Sunday? I think it's Sunday. Next Sunday is the 17th. And
But,
you know, there's the 1 week period right there.
Yeah, but and also, Jerry, today is like in Julian calendar is the 28th, I believe, of July.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yep. Right. Wow.
A lot of people
27th and 28th, which, you know, relates to Carol's experience. You know, it's just screaming right now, and I can tell you that, you know, the peace that Gigi experienced in all of her, you know, challenges right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really feeling it too, and I'm not going without challenges, and
right.
And I really, really, we're getting really, really close to the end, and I you know, taking our walk like Enoch, it's, I realized that today and mentioned that to Judy in an email that her last vid was the one she mentioned about the Enoch walk and remembering all the things he's done for us. That video was almost, I think, 6 days ago. And so there's almost a 7, and just a lot of things there. And while I'm rambling, Keith, I want to tell you that I prayed for you today, and I felt an unusual amount of power when I was doing that, and I don't know exactly what it meant, but I definitely felt a lot of power when I was praying for you, and it made it very clear, at the very least, that your circumstances very much have his attention. There's no question in my mind about that.
Mm, mm, mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So I guess I covered a lot of ground there. Probably I should let somebody else. I'd actually kind of like a chance to kind of digest some of these things, because I think there's something in it. I need to go back, but he is just, he doesn't need to scream, but he's doing you know, sort of God's equivalent, screaming at. He's really, really making. And I see, you know, Katie's got a new video she's done today, but the one she had up earlier today, which besides this is the most recent, called Remember. I thought that was very powerful.
Oh yeah, that was a good video, Katie. I like all your little Disney characters that you changed.
Yeah. Thanks. I just made another one. It's called Ceasefire Tonight, Agreement and Peace in the Making, or whatever. I don't know if y'all seen that one, but I just made that one.
Okay.
And we have our ceasefire that's tonight, and it also happens to fall on these super moons.
Yeah,
and we have
that's right.
And have these 3-day ceasefire, and God told me that's what they represent. So,
wow.
Pretty cool.
That is interesting. And, you know, I had, I'll just tell a quick story here because it just crossed my mind. It happened today. My daughter called me. She did an errand, and then she went and visited some friends, and she got back in the car, and the odometer had stopped it with the last three digits. It was like 2-2-3-4-4-4, right? And she thought that was kind of remarkable because it stopped right at that. And then she's calling me, and she's driving away on her way, not quite home, but anyway, she was on her way back in our direction. And as she's doing it, there's this bright white car pulls in front of her with the license plate UV444. And then,
oh, wow.
A decal on it for a school that called themselves the Thunder.
Wow.
So I'm praying this actually. She's telling me this, right? And it happens right when she's driving and describing it to me. I'm praying earlier, after that, this afternoon, and I'm just sort of, I've got my eyes closed and I'm really not thinking about anything, and I turn and look at the clock, and it's exactly 4:44.
Yep.
So, you know, these things, sometimes it's just his way, to the best of our understanding, he's definitely in these things, and he's drawing our attention to things. And one of the things that I always remember about that number is the numerical value of the name of Damascus.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's not the most important thing, because the other thing biblically that it's very powerful that it represents is perfect love. From him. But it's as if every time I'm drawn back to that, it's as if we're trading one for the other.
Mama Pat, do you have anything that the Lord has given you?
Well, I'm kind of outside. And today was very, very peaceful, kind of teary, very close to him. I was supposed to go on this boat ride and lunch and everything. I was kind of really sick. I mean, I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow and I'll take care of everything. I'll be fine. But it was like, I always kept grounded. just to keep company, I think. It was very sweet and very, very, his presence very, very strong. And it's like just honing you, getting you ready, just fine-tuning and, like, pay attention. And you know, I mean, not that I, you know, but he's just, like, giving the message, like, just be on, you know, just be ready. Be, you know, he said, this is serious. This is whatever. Not that I didn't, but I've been kind of in and out of, I guess because I'm your mother, you have the heart of a mother, and maybe just being a woman, you know, and feeling for all these people who are going through all this hell in Iraq and everything, you know. And I've just been kind of weepy and kind of not indifferent, but not present like I'm usually. So he took the bull by the horns today, and his presence was just so overwhelming. Like, it's like, look at me, pay attention to me, don't drift off, you know. Just he says the minute I realize you're starting to, he says, I'm just going to grab you so fast, you're not going to know what hit you. He said that twice today, meaning like I'm a very little and simple soul, you know, and I'm very sensitive, so every little thing, you know, whether that's right or wrong bothers me. But it's like he will make sure that I stay focused. He will definitely make sure, because I'm like a little kid. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah, but he just honed in on me today. Like, he just kind of held me in his, like mystically just held me in his arms all day and, like, look at me, pay attention, don't be thinking about these things, you know, I'm in control, like that message you gave. And today was really a warm and very lovely day, you know. And yesterday I was out and I was just so distracted. I mean, lovely family on the lake, beautiful settings and everything, but nobody really talks about God much. And all through the visit, which was for 4 or 5 hours, I would just let my thoughts drift to him and say, I'm thinking about you, I love you. And I said, I kind of feel sad for you because no one is really talking about you or thinking about you. Only once did the conversation of God come up. And these are beautiful people, don't get me wrong. These are fantastic people, and they all love the Lord. But it's like nobody's, like, paying attention, you know.
Right.
Like we do.
Right.
And I felt hurt for him. I felt hurt for him. Jerry, I sent you a song from Linda Ronstadt. Just listen to some of the words. 90% of those words, it could be like he was singing that to mankind, you know.
The Lord was in that, Pat. I saw that email. I tried to reply, and then I think it kicked back to me. I'm not sure what happened there, but it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Because just about 3 weeks ago, I actually watched that exact video. I was looking for some Linda Ronstadt stuff, and I watched that exact video.
I cried.
Yeah.
I cried because I felt he was pleading. Yeah.
Hey, Pat, I have.
So that's how he had me today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just crying and close.
Wow. Well, you reminded me of something. I just mentioned my daughter who was saying the 444s and things. She was with some friends, a daughter and her mom. And they are that we know, and when we're around them, I feel the same spiritual connection with them that some of the other really sincere Christian people. Sometimes you just feel like you know them way better, and we know that amongst us here, but also in our physical lives, we have that.
Yeah.
And the mom had a conversation with my daughter, and she mentioned our group to her because she was having an awareness that the Lord was speaking directly to her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She was considering that in opposition to the kind of four walls church experience that so many people have. And so our daughter felt led to mention that to them and encourage her that, you know, that's a real thing and don't be afraid of it. And so we may have a last second addition to our CC family here before we poof.
Oh, great, great. But, you know, these are good people. It's like they have one deer eye in the headlights. They don't have them both, you know. But it's very hard to talk about stuff. Only once we brought up stuff about God, they were saying how things happen and, you missed the bus or whatever, and we would talk about 9/11 and how God just used that to save lives. So the one was saying, and the one who was very spiritual out of the whole group was saying, yeah, he does that sometimes, and you shouldn't complain about when things don't go quite your way because he might just be saving your life, you know, or something. So that was our conversation. But it was too mixed company, and I couldn't really... It's like politically, I have to caps, I can't always say words, politically correct, you know, to just be fair with their talking. Very lovely, very decent, nice, but no depth, you know. And it's sad. I was hurt for him, you know. I was hurt for him, you know. Whoops. I'm sitting outside waiting for Sean's ride. But, you know, you pray before you go into a group of people and you just ask the Holy Spirit to, you know, guide the ship. And sometimes nothing's going to happen. But just your presence there, because God is in you. Maybe, you know, that does something to them. You know, souls are very sensitive, even a glance, you know. So I don't worry about it. I don't worry about it. But I felt I felt kind of bad that I couldn't have said more, you know. But there were guests and there were people. It was a birthday party and a graduation thing, everything thrown together. It was noisy and kids, you know, which I love. I mean, I'm family-oriented, but I felt the isolation of the Lord there. It's like if I didn't say anything to the whole time there, nothing would have been said to him. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's what I felt.
Yeah.
So today it was like, you're not going anywhere. Are you staying with me? And it's like he just corralled me. That's the best way I could say. I was supposed to go to a luncheon and then the boat ride around our 65 miles to Cumberland Lake and blah, blah, blah. And I was so sick. And I had to call him and tell him, I'm so sorry, I'm sick. But he just kept me to himself. Oh, my goodness. He didn't let me move. He's like, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay to go with family and stuff, but now you're staying. You're going to stay here today with me. And I said, yeah, because I kept saying, when I was there, I kept saying to him, you know that I really want to be with you. I says, if I could just get up and leave and just go walk and be with you, that's what I would do. And he loved me that I said that in spite of all this good food and family and this and everything, you know, on the lake, it was like that was my choice. And I said, remember that. I said, I would just get up and go. Isn't that you don't enjoy family? I love these people tremendously, you know.
Well, you know, it's great to hear you laughing about it. And the Lord's very brief word to me for all of us yesterday was be at peace.
Yeah.
And it really felt like he was saying be with me, but he said
exactly.
Be at peace.
Yeah, no, today was like, be with me. You're not going anywhere. You're staying in my arms. If I have to follow you around and pull you, you know, you take your hand and pull you away from everything that's going to distract you, he does not like it when I'm distracted. Not that he doesn't understand being a family, but he wants you to himself. Oh, my God, that's for all of you. He wants you to himself as much as he can have you because you're making up for all the ones who are walking away, you know. And that's what I felt yesterday because I just felt this loneliness, like nobody's thinking of you talking. But so like, 5 or 6 times through this whole, you know, 6-7 hour visit, I said, you know, I love you. I really would be with you if I could be with you. You know, you're my first choice. So I would leave all this, not that I don't love them, but he likes to hear that, you know. So I kept him company during all this stuff yesterday, and today I was supposed to have the same day of that. It was like, no, you're staying with me today, which is fine, which is good. You know, I was sick. I couldn't go. I mean, I really couldn't go. I was sick. And I have to go to the doctor tomorrow and get some antibiotics for another problem I have. But it's, as I said, I'll be fine. But he just homed in on me today, like unbelievable. He just kept me corralled and cornered, like he's staying here. He says, do you realize how much I love you and how much I want you? And that's for all of you. It's not just, I'm just an example, how much I want your company. I want you to pay attention to me and stay with me, you know. And he says, how I get lonely. I said, I want you to stay with me. He's so human. He feels everything so tremendously. He says, you don't realize how much I feel and how much. He says, I'm a jealous God. He says, you know, he says, I want you for myself. I that's fine here and there, now and then. He says, you had your time yesterday. Today you're with me. He's something. He's not that way all the time. Just once in a while, if I start to get the little slightest bit away, it's wow, gotcha. You know, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
That's for all of you. Be prepared. Some friends. It's cute. It's cute. It really is cute. It's sweet. You know, but because I'm very simple and little. You know what it is? I've been hurt all my life. I don't have a good relationship with men. So for a guy to really like me or want me, that is so special. I look at Jesus, I scratch my head and it says, why do you love me so much? Like, no other man that's what he wanted me with. And he says, I know that you're not used to this. You're not used to being pursued. You're not used to somebody who can be in love with you or want you. And I said, That's the problem. I said, that's why I drift a little bit and I get a little indifferent. And maybe somebody out there needs to hear this. But he reminded me, I do love you, and blah, blah. And I went through the whole thing of why and everything else. And it's like it flabbergasts me because I'm not used to that. I'm used to being hurt and rejected and guys having affairs behind my back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just used to being trash, really, but with fellas. And I know I'm speaking for a lot of people. And I'm not bragging, but I, in my day, I was very beautiful. I mean, I was a model, everything. I couldn't understand why a guy wouldn't stay with me. But you know, they don't. even when you're married, they're whatever. So I have
to
tell you,
like,
but, yeah.
Seconds left.
Yeah.
Oh, we love you, sweet Jesus. We love you.
Yes,
love
hi, honey.
You,
thank
you
for
you
listening. Help it help somebody. That
you
love you, Jesus.
We have a man that loves you in heaven, in addition to Jesus. We love you.
Okay.
Come now, Jesus. Come now. We love you, Jesus.
Yes, come
now.
Get
the Spirit and the Bride say, come now.
Come now.
Yes,
come
yes,
now.
Yes.
come today,
yes,
Lord Jesus.
So.
We love you. We worship you. We praise you.
Yeah.
We thank you for this hour. Thank you. We praise
love you.
Yeah. We worship
chat room.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
I love everybody. Okay, love you all.
Yeah, everybody.
Love you all.
Thank
I'm here
you.
For you. Anything
air.
I can do to help you.
In the
I'll
air.
Talk tomorrow, if not in the air.
Okay.
Have a blessed evening.
Cover you all in the
later.
Blood
later.
Of Jesus.
Love you.
Jesus.
Yes,
praise.
Yes. Ephesians, put on Ephesians, put on the armor. Oh, boy, put that armor on, guys. Oh, my
yep.
goodness.
Right, we love
Woo.
You guys.
Okay,
bye.
Love you. Okay, bye-bye, honeys. We'll talk
bye.
Tomorrow. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day.